Although I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas, this podcast is not therapy and should not be used as therapeutic intervention. Many of the products and practices mentioned are for educational and informational purposes only. Should you need support, please seek appropriate, qualified, and licensed professionals. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist, the podcast where we navigate the murky waters between what society expects and what it means to truly live, embrace the messiness, the beautiful chaos of life, and celebrating the rebellion in the process. Whether you're a recent graduate, a seasoned therapist, or someone just curious, there's something here for everyone. But before we dive in, make sure you join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect to other like-minded souls. I'm your host, Shauna Lovin, a seasoned therapist and wellness educator with a very rebellious spirit. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's rebellion. Welcome back to another episode of Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist. Okay, so we as therapists, helping professionals, attorneys, first responders, you know, all the gamut of people that like to help, we hear a lot about protecting your energy. So I'm going to take a little spin on it because, you know, that's what I do over here. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to protect yourself against energy vampires. So energy stealers are everywhere. They are in our family. They're our friends. They are sometimes your coworker. And sometimes even you may just be in a funky mood and damage or, you know, your own energy. But a more common name that we can use is we can call them energy vampires. We all know what vampires do. They are just some blood sucking folks. And they're sucking your energy, they're depleting us, and they're causing us to become unhealthy emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We know who these people are in our life. So really, one of the biggest ways to just manage this is some type of spiritual purification or cord cutting. These are just some of the ways that you can keep the vamps away. So what does it mean to be an energy vampire? What does that mean anyway? An energy vampire is a person that steals other people's energy because they are living their life in a victim consciousness and they believe that everything happens to them. So remember, there's always being and doing. These people feel like everything is happening to them. Life is passing them by. They're not really participating in all of this. They are living in this like place of very disempowering to themselves, but because of that, they are affecting other people around them. And so in order for them to feel better about themselves, they need to attach themselves to other people's energy fields. So what's your energy field? Think about your body. Think about your spine is your meridian. So if you know chakras, you know that there's certain points down that spine that sends out energy. But the actual energy field kind of goes around your entire body. I think it's like 6 feet, but think of the energy around you. That is someone's energy field. So if an energy vampire is attaching themselves to your energy body, then they have to form some kind of attachment to you in order for this to work, for it to work for them, essentially. And then the thing is that when we're cord cutting, it's not visible to our naked eye. It is more so in our third eye, if you're looking at the chakras. And it's how we need to understand how it impacts us as human beings, right? When energy vampires need a boost, they unconsciously steal your energy instead of using their own. So these cords that they attach to us are basically like the highways that run both ways. And so if they're stealing your energy and they're receiving your energy, whether it's positive or negative, it's going to impact you. So think like if they have a headache, you get a headache. Same thing. So the information or the energy is flowing back and forth. If they're depressed, you become depressed. Same thing. So on and so on. So think about any mood, any way that you have felt. Look and see, is there someone around you that is basically giving off that energy? So how do we recognize an energy vampire? Here are just some of the traits, and this is not a like exhaustive list at all, not at all. But it's people who are feeling lonely or abandoned. They feel rejected. They need constant reassurance, you know, never feel satisfied. Maybe they don't like to be alone. They seek nurturing or feeling like they need to be taken care of. They have low energy, maybe fatigue. They have poor me attitude. They tend to be a drama king or queen. They are constant talker that never allows you to speak. They need to be your therapist or rescuer fixing their problems. Like, well, they need you to be their therapist. So like they want you to kind of step in. They blame making you feel guilty about things. You know, they may put you down. This person is just really unhappy. They can try to control your life. You know, what's going on with you? And then they are just so manipulative. Like, this is not an exhaustive list, like I said. But these, think about, I'm not even going into attachment, but think about some of the attachment theories that are out there. Many of these kind of fall in that. Or think about some of those personality disorders. These things definitely come up for sure. So what does it feel like if we're saying being physically attacked with this energy? So there's a mental component and there's also a physical component when it comes to the energy. So sometimes you may feel dizzy, loss of energy, muscle tension, maybe you're mentally confused, headaches, chronic fatigue, you're not sleeping well, maybe you're irritable, maybe you've become depressed or have like a depressed mood. Maybe there's a physical illness like a cold, a flu, something like that. Maybe you've your own aura, your own energy has diminished. You know, you realize that there's leaks and holes and tears in your aura as well. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, but this is just something to kind of get your brain thinking about, like, who are the people that I have in my life? Who are healthy cords that I'm attached to, right? Their energy is infectious and it's feeding you and helping you versus who is depleting your energy. Because there's a huge difference. We want people in our life that's going to be supportive of what we're doing. And the energy that we have with them is it's an even exchange. It's a like a pull and push. And we want to make sure that we are giving and taking in the same manner. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, hell, almost everybody in my daggone life is an energy vampire. They probably are. But unfortunately, many people are not even aware of the energetic bodies and how they operate. So we are good at managing our mental, physical, and spiritual connections to any and every experience that we have, but we're not necessarily in tune with the energetic tie that or experience that we have. And so many people just don't know about that. So it may be up to you to kind of help learn or help them learn about the energy fields. It could be that you start taking responsibility for creating your own space, your own life, and then being able to have boundaries. Yes. So we know that boundaries are for us, not for other people. But basically, if we are managing us and we're taking back our personal power, this can help with managing the boundaries that we have with other people and people not sucking us dry. Like just saying. So you can figure out, like, just looking at how can these energy vampires, are they affecting you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Well, what is it? Figure that out. Put a boundary in place and just be protective of yourself and be protective of, you know, responsible for yourself. So how do we really protect yourself? So first and foremost, again, we need to be aware of who is depleting our energy. And we need to limit our contact. That's where the boundary comes in. It's not about just simply being in their physical presence. Sometimes their aura or whatever they send out, it could be like emails and phone calls, things like that. You have to be mindful of that space too, because that could be draining as well. You need to release all the negative emotions that you carry within yourself. If you hold on to anger, hurt, jealousy, or whatever else inside of just you, it's like being in like this like shackle of ball and chain, and then it's like holding you hostage, and then it's damaging like how you are created or how you are creative, that creative space. I'm not going to get into the womb space, but that's really what that is, right? So releasing all the negative emotions brings freedom, as fear is a robber of peace, let me tell you. So why must we do this? Because any disharmony in our four energetic bodies, I'm not going to get into where they are, what that is, but it causes us to be vulnerable. So the darkness and the confusion can enter right on in. They can say, hello, I'm here. So being aware of this is empowering within itself. I'm just going to stress, you do not go into fear now that you are aware of this. Simply take the steps to protect your energy. Darkness consists of anything that is of lower, heavier vibration, such as anger, fear, depression, jealousy, hatred, etc., etc. There's actually a chart that shows you what are like the energy levels, right? And I think like happy or content is like somewhat in the middle, but then there's other pieces that are upper and then lower, but you can find the chart online really easily. So when angry thoughts are directed at you, so when you think when other people are angry and it's coming towards you, they can penetrate your weak and vulnerable areas like freaking arrows, you know, them bow and arrows. So when this happens, it takes away your clarity and it fills you with confusion and drains your energy. So this is why you have to feel the leaks, the holes, and know who are the people in your life that are actually doing this, because they may do it in a way that you don't even see it. So like when I started, the two big ways to manage energy vampires is to do cord cutting exercises. Sometimes they can be done daily. Sometimes you can just do it once, just whatever you feel comfortable with. If you actually need a script, I have one that you can get. The other way is to do purification kind of practices. So like burning sage or, you know, and do room clearings or house clearings. You can, you know, use crystals like candles. There's like a whole bunch of things that you can do. So here are just a few ways how energy vampires can suck you dry. I'm just saying, we live in a world where people are more in tune, or not even in tune, but people are just more about themselves because it's about me, not about you. And when we are not aware of our own energy and being on top of that, just in general, this is how sometimes energy vampires can come in and suck you dry. I hope this was helpful. Y'all have a good one. Until next time.
Thanks for joining today's rebellion with me. Remember, it's okay to be a hot mess sometimes. It's all part of the journey. Until next time, stay rebellious, stay authentic, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Don't forget to join the Hot Mess Rebellion community, where you can connect with other like-minded souls. And anything mentioned in today's episode will be linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, you share with a friend, you leave a review, and you keep coming back for more. This podcast was brought to you by Healing Roots Wellness and Botanicals. For more information, please visit healingrootswab.com.